بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم continuing with the chapter كتاب السنة وآدابها the chapter on the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the etiquette of the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم today's hadith Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said so in this hadith we're doing a parable that Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام gave for us to understand what knowledge is and how knowledge can be used. Knowledge is something that is very, very valuable. But it can be also something that can be very dangerous. Like a gun in a person who's a thief. That gun in that person's hand is a very dangerous thing. But the gun in a person's hand who's defending itself, it can be a very useful thing. So same thing is a gun, but it depends on whose hand it is. So knowledge and ilm is something like that. If it is a person that has been correctly endowed with the understanding of knowledge, with the ability to apply it and to use it correctly, knowledge is a very, very valuable thing. And some people, knowledge can be there, but it's of no benefit to them. They don't make any amal on it. Allah Pak save us all. We should never feel proud of ourselves. And we get a third category of people that knowledge is actually very, very dangerous for them. They use that knowledge to try and reason and try and find ways and sometimes even find faults with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they think that these laws may be outdated because our knowledge is telling us something, but the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are saying something else. So now that is not even knowledge really. But this ilm is something that can be very, very useful and something that can be dangerous. We should see that the knowledge we get firstly is the correct knowledge. And the second thing is we should see that how we can make this ilm of this illness, knowledge that Allah Ta'ala has given us, how we can make it useful by bring it practically in our lives in terms of making amal. So anyway, this hadith, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of the guidance and knowledge which Allah Ta'ala sent me is like that of abundant rain which falls on the earth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the example of guidance and knowledge which Allah Ta'ala sent me is like that of abundant rain which falls on the earth. The word of the hadith is used, it kamathali al-ghayth. This word ghayth in Arabic means rain, and also matar. Matar also means rain. But this word ghayth means rain at the time of absolute need. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word ghayth. The knowledge that Allah Ta'ala, the example of the guidance and knowledge that Allah Ta'ala sent, which Allah Ta'ala has sent me word, is like that of ghayth, abundant rain. Why? Because when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, there was absolute need for ilm, there was absolute need for guidance. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent at that time when there was an absolute need, like how that rain comes down when there's drought, and there's absolute need for that rain to come down. So anyway, there's just one point in this hadith. So he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, abundant rain which falls on the earth, some of it is fertile and absorbs the water and causes the vegetation to grow. So now what happens is some of that land is such that it absorbs this water and it causes grass and vegetation to grow. So this is the first example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving of knowledge, that it's falling on the correct land, that land is absorbing the water, is causing vegetation to grow. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving this, we'll explain how this example is fitting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the second type of land that the rain is falling on. Some of it is hard and builds the water, enabling Allah Ta'ala to allow people to use it. So some of the land that the water falls on, it holds the water, like how we get our rivers, how we get our dams. So what happens now, that land is not causing any crops to grow, but it's holding the water so that animals can drink from it, people can benefit from that water. So we'll explain this example also. This is second example. So the first is that the land is absorbing and causing vegetation. The second is the land is holding the water, it's not absorbing it. And then the third is Rasulullah Sallam says, first Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining the second type, they drink it, they drink from it, give it to the animals to drink and use it for irrigation. Some of it is barren land and it neither stores water nor allows vegetation to grow. So the third example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is giving, some part of the land is barren land. Neither it stores water nor does it allow vegetation to grow. So this land, when the water falls on it, it doesn't hold the water so people can benefit, and nor is it allowing crops to grow. It's the third type of land. The first type of land is an example of a person who understands the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which Allah ta'ala has sent to me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining, the first land that is taking the water in and is causing crops to grow is an example of a person who understands the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which Allah ta'ala has sent me. Hence he acquires knowledge and he conveys it to others. So that is like that land that absorbs. So he is benefiting also and he is causing others to benefit. This is the first example. What a beautiful example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving, like that land that absorbs the water. He is benefiting by absorbing that water and he is giving others to benefit like that crops. And now the second land we did was a hard land that he just allows other people to benefit from. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the second land, first Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains the first land, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to explain the second land. Person acquires knowledge and he conveys it to others. So he acquires knowledge and he just conveys it to others. He doesn't practice upon it himself. He's like that hard land. He's allowing others to benefit, but that land itself is not benefiting. He's not taking that water in. He's not absorbing that water for itself. So he's like that second type of land. Allah Pak save us. So he's like that person that's got knowledge, but he's not practicing. He's talking to others. Everyone else is practicing, but he himself is not practicing. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains the last type of land is an example of a person who pays no attention to knowledge at all and does not accept the guidance of Allah Ta'ala which I have been sent with. The third type of land, we said, it doesn't absorb the water also, nor does it give crops. He's like that person who's getting that knowledge, but he's not making amal also, and he's not helping others to benefit. This type is the worst type. No benefit for himself, no benefit for others. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. What a nice example of knowledge and ilm is. We should strive to be like that first type of land with this beautiful rain, which is actually the knowledge that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with. And this is the example of the guidance, hidayat, and the knowledge that Rasulullah sallam has come with, a beautiful rain that is coming down to us. We absorb it like the first type of land and give crops and give fruits and give benefit to others. So we benefit and others benefit. Allah Ta'ala save us from being like the other two types of land. We just get it and others may be benefiting. And the third type is not benefiting itself at all and not benefiting anybody else at all. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.